What's up, weebs? Welcome back to our new show called Rule of Three.
Rule of Three.
Yeah. Here we take the most one, you know, popular anime that's going on at the time and everything, dip our toes in with three episodes and let you know that if it's worth watching or not. And today we are bringing you Furin Beyond Journey's End.
Yeah. That's the one.
So yeah, we watched three episodes of it and everything.
I don't know about y'all, but I watched four.
You watched four?
No.
You, okay. You went above and beyond?
Four delicious.
I don't know about spoiler, y'all, but spoiler, I
he liked
any.
It. He loved it.
Yes, just as a running trend. I haven't watched the episodes, but you know, we're going to try some on a little bit. So since you watched four, what'd you think of it, Jamal?
Oh, wait. Before we do that.
What?
Since we did an episode before this, can I ask, did anyone go forward and watch any more of Solo Leveling?
I finished it.
You finished it?
I finished it.
A lot of people are telling me to finish it, so.
I got a lengthy conversation with a friend of the pod, Young Indy, Indy Uchiha.
Yeah.
He texted me say, with an entire breakdown explanation of the manga, like, I gave a fuck. Appreciate you, brother. I love you.
He tried his best, man.
He said, like, you don't get it.
You don't get it.
Keep watching, no,
you don't understand.
It turns into this, and that.
And there's a running trend.
I'm trying to play Elden Ring. Fuck it.
We did get a comment on our post talking about our explanation of fucking Solo Leveling and everything, and it was talking about how deep it is. But you gotta know, like, gotta remember, guys, this show is only for the first three episodes. We're only doing 90 minutes per show, and if we decide to do more, we will, but they gotta get us in the first 90 minutes.
And I think we had this conversation, and I think it's fair we should have this conversation with the audience as well, because we had this before when the show was proposed.
Yeah,
Clarence made a very good point. And as far as like any piece of entertainment, if it doesn't have you hooked in the first 90 minutes, what the fuck we're talking about?
Exactly.
Because a lot of the arguments are for plenty of
give us some time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
How much time do I need? That's the question. How much time do I need?
And that is what Chris gave birth to this idea to do the show, and I love it.
Someone told me to go watch Black Clover, and I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, it's so good. It gets real good at episode 100.
Woo!
100?
Ooh,
Black Clover?
I didn't realize we were already in the relationship.
Yeah, what the like?
Yeah, that's a. Do you understand how much time that is? The running trend is that I'm not going to watch any animation. Honestly, probably I won't. I don't have time.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's coming.
So, especially in this day and era where we have those, everything is trying to vie for your attention.
Yeah.
You have to get me, right? You have to get me. You have two, three episodes to get me. Otherwise, I'm moving on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And that's just dropped 20 fucking episodes.
We are here for you.
To let you know. If you should skip it or not.
Exactly.
Yeah, now, what you're doing today.
Now, Furin Beyond Journey's End came out, I believe, last year. Like, late last year or something like that. And there's, like, 20 episodes out. It's basically about four adventurers that have beat the Demon King, the main boss of the series. And afterward, they decided to go their separate ways. We follow the one elf character, the mage, named Furin. And she is going off. She's an elf. And so she basically lives like over 1,000 years, and she never changes. They plan to meet up 50 years later. They do, and she realizes that everyone's aging. And at one, when they finally meet up and see the Star Shower one more time, one of them even dies, which inspires her to actually start trailing to their old hangout parts on their journey and everything to relive those nostalgic moments, to actually have a feeling for those things, because she didn't really like, because the first time around, the 10 years they spent on their adventure, she didn't care at all. She thought, like, well, this is nothing compared to me. I've been around for 1,000 years.
He is really passionate. I love how he explains.
This is like a fraction of my life. Yeah.
That's good.
And that's where we are now, and that's basically the adventure. She's just going off hitting the old points of their 10-year adventure, but now actually trying to feel something for it in dedication to her lost friends and such.
Repairing trauma through an anime.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah, so where does that bring us during these episodes? It brings us to the perspective of this being that ages very, very slowly, looking at something that ages pretty fast compared to her, and how she chooses to make these connections and, I guess, better herself as a living creature.
I have to say, yeah, the internet did not... If you just solely went on memes on this anime and everything, it does not come across.
Shows you the intelligence level.
Yeah. Because I was expecting a little bit of trash, honestly.
I was waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
You know, I was really waiting.
Really? So what was the general consensus through the memes? Like what did they paint this show as?
It was well animated, but like it's very like, oh, this character, this main character, Furin. She is a pervert or degenerate and everything. She always talks shit or something like that. Like it was very weird. They painted her as a different type of
character. Anime is calling anybody pervert and degenerate.
It's really
wild.
Crazy. Yeah. It's really, really, really crazy.
But no, like,
didn't even make any sense.
It was none of that. Like the fucking first episode had me like choked up a little bit after. Yeah, like
the explanation of it sounds like a fantastic premise.
Yeah, it is.
Let me tell you.
It does. And the pacing, I'm a sucker when I watch these anime, and I like slower paced anime. I like it when it, you know, sits me down and says, you know what? We want to build a world. I want to take you there. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they show them cutting bread and shit and walking down hallways and corridors. Very cute.
But the best bread that you've ever seen animated.
Sure, like, it looks warm. It looks warm in the center.
Like it looks good.
Was it Miyazaki level animated food? Because
Close enough, yeah.
All right. That's a high praise in his own, I would say.
It definitely is. It's meant to be so. When I started watching it, you know, coming from who it came from, I really expected something else.
Wait. What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean. We don't have to go back here. We don't have to go all the way back here.
Oh my god.
Just saying, you know, coming from you, I expected a certain type of anime, and it looked like one of the ones. And I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. We got to episode 2. She's going to buy something, a secret prize for her apprentice. I'm thinking, oh god, this is it. She's going into the sweatshop.
She's getting ready to buy a slave.
Yeah, oh my god, their god was there, right? Four of them, right? It just never happened. And it continued to be a moving, wonderful, like, it's like one of those rare animes to where it's not a fan service shop.
No.
It's very well done. It's very, you know, Lord of the Rings coded and evolved in a way to where it's cool that they have this, they explain how the magic evolves. I really love that whole shield barrier shit.
Yeah, right, she said, behold, shit right there. Legendary magic.
Right. the way they approach storytelling in general with this one, it's really well crafted in just about every way. It's subtle and just the type of, not quite Miyazaki, but this is one of those.
Just a little dash of salt that goes on top of it. I don't know what this says about me as a person, but I'm so happy her voice isn't some like real high pitched screeching voice. I like it's kind of like a deeper soothing voice.
I like it too. It's still kind of like it's very
a little off putting.
Yeah, it's because very anime. It's cringe.
Because
like,
she's a little elf girl.
Her delivery, the way she talks, is like, all right. Just let the voice actor like use her natural given. You don't have to cue anything. Okay, just.
Yeah, I did decide. I'm happy that we all kind of like decided to watch the dub because like I do appreciate the work they did because it's a really good dub, and I have been trying recently to watch more dubs and everything to get
as you should.
Chance.
Oh, yes, yeah. You weren't before.
No, it was shit. Like I was watching as it come. If I heard that it was out and it was there was no dub.
If you don't have the option. I'm a purist.
You're a purist?
Yeah, let that shit, if it's supposed to be in that language, let that shit rock.
I only feel that way about Shogun. That's it.
Yes.
I understand it perfectly there. Mm. Here it's like, I get it, but I don't want to. I'm already taking in so much.
Yeah, exactly. I need to be
fair. Very fair.
No, I really like this. Like it's very slow. It's very quiet. I feel like it's one of those like quiet anime. Like you just sit down and just relax, and you like
comfy.
Clarence and everything. Yeah, it's a comfy show.
You don't have to keep looking for the remote when the volume gets really high. You go, oh shit, turn it down a little.
You know, it's funny that you brought up the Lord of the Rings because that is one of like the main complaints of that Rings of Power, that they wish they would have. Some people wish that they would have taken the progression through the eyes of an elf to see like as time passes to him. So that's a really nice concept. Like
they finally get to see that.
The concept is dope. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like it's real. It's
come on,
real,
buddy.
God,
come
damn
on.
It.
Come on, you gotta watch it. It's good. It's good. You'll like it.
Till the journey's end.
Yeah.
It's me and you to the end, buddy.
I don't know who to trust anymore.
Oh fuck!
No, you're
gonna draw
some
big ass eyes on that pit boy, boy.
I'm telling you, one of the better, you know, one of the better ones from just anime in general, right. Really. Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason why, like, I felt like anime in the last 5 years for me has like has done this like off shift that I'm like, I feel the age gap.
Oh, compared to what you used to be.
I feel like I know where I'm at now, and this,
it's just like when we were younger, we would eat all the junk food that we wanted, you know. And now that we're older, it's like it's too sweet.
Yeah,
and that's why the show's here. Let us get diabetes for you. Let them get diabetes.
This shit has a palate. This shit has a palate.
It does have a palate. It's definitely a huge, huge difference in the way you watch the way I watch the modern animes. Because, you know, as much as I like Demon Slayer and all stuff like that, there is a very, very like familiar stamped formula on it. It's about the boy must get stronger. And am I tired of that.
Some French fries and a Coca-Cola, bro.
Absolutely. So, you know, I like having something with an
Something I have to cut with a fork and a knife.
Exactly. Exactly. Can't just use your hands to pull this one apart. Stasis.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, it looked like general consensus. This is really good.
Yeah, I got three episodes.
We got a certified hood classic on our hands right here.
Do you guys feel like does it pass the rule? Or is it something you have to watch a little bit more?
I'm coming back.
Honestly, you know what? The description of everything is right up my alley. It really does sound like something I could actually enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yes and yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right.
I would like to purchase one Frieren room, please.
One Frieren room?
One room.
One for me, please.
Also, when I was looking it up, Frieren actually is German for freeze. And it kind of makes sense because she's frozen in time. Get it? Because she's an elf.
Shut up. You're ruining it.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it.
I'm not ruining it.
I'm adding more context.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Don't ruin it.
The other day, Clarence was explaining Elden Ring to somebody. He's like, the Catholic Church. And then you have this. I'm like, stop fucking bringing me back to my childhood.
Well, someone asked. That's all. Somebody asked.
True, exactly. But
it all clicked. It was like one of those sequences. It was like, click, click, click.
You're right.
You said, am I Jesus?
Oh my God. He got one of his eyes from like Bloodborne and everything. He got the eyes. He got the
insight.
No, yeah, there you go.
He got blessed with grace.
The friendship flame made so much sense to me after that.
Yeah.
But it's not Elden Ring, though.
It's not. But with that and everything, that was World of Three and everything. We like that. We like that. All right. Mm-hmm. Did you like that? Did we describe it well this time? Can we get fucking weeb?
Can we get like a nerd stamp or like a thirst quenched or something like that?
Can we get a stamp of approval? Leave it out in the comments and everything. Did we do good? And
this is a stamp of approval.
Yeah, exactly. Give us our stamp.
What are some animes that you're watching? Maybe we'll give it.
Give us a suggestion.
And after the descriptions you just heard, you know what I mean? Let's
be real. This is just, you know, we're trying to dip our toes into these and let you know, three episodes. The manga is not a prerequisite.
No, it's not.
Please. It never will be.
Okay. And don't say like, oh, it gets deep. That's not what the show is about. All right? Please. If it gets deep one more time.
But we get deep.
We do get deep.
That's just funny, man. I don't like this TV show, but did you read the book, bruh?
I love it though.
If you got to read all this book, all of this.
Then you will know.
They put the dictionary down. Read all that. Then watch this first 10 minutes and let me know what you think.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
All right. Peace out, weeps.
Later.